Yeah, it is. You know, with Dave, the board has BLDD architects looking into some facility studies, and they've done that prior to me getting here, and I just kind of got caught up with them and what they found out and where they're going. And now we're really looking into trying to get into the community engagement aspect of things. The same very same thing that Mercer County did with their elementaries and their buildings and so on with that. So I'm interested to see what we can get moving forward, because we're a big district, you know, square mile wise, and we have multiple buildings that you know, see what the community wants us to do moving forward. That's going to be best for us and best for our students, and be able to put our resources and be able to support them financially throughout the years is something that's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But I'm excited to work through that process with the communities and with our parents, and what we can do for our taxpayers, and still obviously still let's do what's best for our kids.
Do you think there potentially could be a final decision made sometime in the coming school year?
I would say so. You know, BLDD, I haven't really necessarily had a big discussion with the board yet about it. But I think we have kind of a timeline that we'd like to look at trying to meet, but that comes with meeting with BLDD and making sure that they're on the same page and making sure that this is what the board wants to do and this is what the communities want to do. So I think there is something potentially in the plans, but it's not set in stone yet.